Well, hello, everybody out there in podcast land. Welcome to the Front Row Network, the podcast for people who actually like movies. We have a very special episode for you today. We are breaking down the SAG Awards. The SAG Awards came out today, so we're going to do our quick take for you and let you know our reactions about the next big awards for the 2021 award circuit. So I am Ryan Lutens, and with me today is...
Rhett Rutherford.
You know, we enjoy the award show circuit, so we're going to break it down. SAG is, they look at TV and film, so we're just going to break it down and go ahead and jump right into it. We're not really going to discuss stunt ensemble because I am no way, shape, or form. I have no idea how they determine the winner here, but stunt ensemble for the TV series is The Boys, Cobra Kai, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, and Westworld. So those are the nominees, but we're going to hop on to Best Female Actress in a Comedy Series. We've got Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Linda Cotterelli for Dead to Me, Hayley Cuoco for The Flight Attendant, Annie Murphy for Schitt's Creek, and Catherine O'Hara. Brett, what do you think about this category?
Wow. I think, well, it's good to see Hayley Cuoco getting some love by her fellow actors in the Screen Actors Guild. That's cool. And of course, well, you know, Catherine O'Hara and Annie Murphy, Schitt's Creek, so popular. Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, you know? Yeah. So,
It's a little sad that they don't do supporting when it comes to the TV, but I, you know, Catherine O'Hara, she's media darling right now with Schitt's Creek. So,
yeah.
Great and stat category. Good job for Hayley Cuoco, because I don't believe she's gotten any type of love, at least for Golden Globes, for her work in Big Bang Theory. So it's awesome to see.
No, yeah.
So, all right, moving right along, we've got Best Male Actor in a Comedy Series. We've got Nicholas Hoult for The Great, Daniel Levy for Schitt's Creek, Eugene Levy for Schitt's Creek, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, and Rami Youssef for Rami. I think this category is, you know, again, I hate that they don't have Best Supporting. You've got the two Levy boys in there against each other, and it's going to be hard to flip a hat, but
oh, yeah. You know,
I'm sure Craig from our Beyond the Mouse crew is really happy with the Ted Lasso nod. So, Brett, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that Nicholas Hoult is, you know, the only person, it appears, from The Great. But he was very good, so I enjoyed that. So yeah, it's a well-rounded group, and I think it's such an honor to be nominated because these are your peers. So, but let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going. Female actor in a drama series. This is The Crown versus Ozark. Let's call it what it is. That's yeah. All the nominations there are. Gillian Anderson for The Crown, Olivia Colman for The Crown, Emma Corwin for The Crown, Julie Gardner for Ozark, and Laura Linney for Ozark. Brett, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think Gillian Anderson is, you know, the one to beat because she walks away with all of her, anytime she is on screen during The Crown, because it's just amazing. She is just amazing.
I agree 100%. You know,
wow.
I think between her and Olivia Colman, it's going to be, you know, a knockdown drag out, but these two ladies were, their chemistry in The Crown would just ooze off the screen. And,
oh my gosh. Know, so good.
Either one of those two is rightly deserved. So
yeah. Yeah.
All right. Moving right along. We've got Best Male Actor in a Drama Series, Jason Bateman for Ozark, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, Josh O'Connor for The Crown, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, and, oh man, I'm going to butcher this, Regis Jean Page for Bridgerton. Wow, Bridgerton, congratulations. Wow. You guys are having a great
yes.
year. I'm so glad that you guys got this nominated, especially with not getting anything for the Globes yesterday. But again, this is an award show where peers recognize each other's work, so that's huge, especially for your first season. Bob Odenkirk, I love Better Call Saul. Jason Bateman is just fantastic in Ozark. Brett, what are your thoughts?
Wow. Josh O'Connor for The Crown. Well, yeah, that was, yeah. The all of the parts in The Crown are so good, you know, so even, you right. know, even though it's all about the queen, but it's about everyone else too. So that
it's all the people
it.
That are around her. So,
yeah. So, and Bridgerton, you know, yeah, we have to learn how to pronounce his first name.
Yeah, but, for sure. And I apologize if you
might have been okay.
Sir,
you might have been okay.
If you are listening.
So, Regis Jean Page. Reggie.
All right.
Regis Jean. I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out and let you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, for sure. All right, moving on to the next category. Now we're moving into TV movie or miniseries. Female actor, Cate Blanchett for Miss America, Michaela Cole for I Destroy You, Nicole Kidman for The Undoing, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit, and Kerry Washington for Little Fires Everywhere. Brett, what do you think about this category?
I have some television to watch.
For
I'm like
sure.
going, the thing, I mean, Cate Blanchett, as Phyllis Schlafly. I'm like going, I'm sure she's good, but I'm not a Phyllis Schlafly fan by any stretch of the imagination. And it was hard to watch, a good performance of that person. So I'm sorry. That's just my own personal opinion. But I have some television to watch, so I can't wait to watch those. So.
Yeah. And, I had heard that there was a lot of issues because there are a lot of people who watched I May Destroy You, and they were upset that they didn't get any type of love yesterday at Golden Globes, and especially Michaela Cole. So that's going to be interesting. And I do need to watch that show, but I think Anya Taylor-Joy and Nicole Kidman are going to be the ones to possibly take this one away. But we'll see. I mean, it's a wide open field, especially for this one. So
yeah.
Moving right along, male actor in a TV movie or miniseries, Bill Camp, The Queen's Gambit, David Diggs for Hamilton, Hugh Grant for The Undoing, Ethan Hawke for The Good Lord Bird, and Mark Ruffalo for I Know This Much Is True. I'm going to have to say it's Mark Ruffalo. I mean, the fact that he was able to do two roles, play twins, and do completely discernible characters is a huge feat in and of itself. But huge, I mean, this category is stacked. I mean, you've got big-name actors. You've got David Diggs, who was fantastic in Hamilton. But Bill Camp, I mean, that was a big surprise that I saw there. So, Brett, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm like, it was interesting in the Golden Globe Awards, Lin-Manuel Miranda got some love yesterday with a nomination, and today it's David Diggs. So, represent sure. Hamilton.
And all three of them, all three of them got an award nomination for Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
Because
I think,
Leslie Odom got one for as well. So.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, it's more television to watch.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Comedy series ensemble. Now, this is the equivalent of best show in terms of any other TV show or any other award show that you may watch. But this is where the screen actors pay homage to the acting as a whole. It's their equivalent of best picture or best show. So comedy ensemble, we have Dead to Me, The Flight Attendant, The Great, Schitt's Creek, and Ted Lasso. Brett, your thoughts?
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be some whining and dining to get that going if they're going to try to schmooze their fellow actors and cast and all that. But that's just amazing.
Yeah,
and, and I've watched a number of those, so that is a hard category. Wow.
Yeah, I think Schitt's Creek has got a lot to. I mean, they're on full steam ahead, but they still have some. This is the last one to wrap up, and I hope that they do. But again, Craig. Craig, we're giving you a shout out. Ted Lasso, best cast. So I know that's your show that you really enjoyed this year. So, all right, moving on to drama series ensemble. So best cast in a drama series. We've got Better Call Saul, Bridgerton, The Crown, Lovecraft Country, and Ozarks. I think The Crown. The Crown has got an incredibly stacked cast. And every one of them was flawless. Season 4 was by far the best season yet. But I would not count out Bridgerton or Better Call Saul or even Ozarks. Brett, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's since The Crown, I don't know, sometimes it has its detractors a little bit from time to time, but Bridgerton is so hot and you have
Shonda Rhimes, yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. You have Shonda Rhimes, and I'm sure that she can wield some power in the business too. So, but Bridgerton as a cast, I mean, it is an extremely exceptional cast. So who knows? Oh, again, that's going to be tough.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for the TV portion of Screen Actors. So we're going to start talking about the movie side. Of course, the ensemble, again, we're not going to discuss this because I have no idea how they do the critique. Defy Bloods, Mulan, News of the World, The Trial of Chicago 7, that's interesting, and Wonder Woman 1984. So may the best stunt team win. Please, everybody, we would not have good movies if we didn't have our stunt members. So thank you for the work that you do. Let's hop into female actor in a supporting role. Now, for movies, they do supporting, so this is always interesting. Here we go. Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film, Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, Olivia Colman for The Father, I'm sorry for butchering his name, I've heard you've been fantastic in Minari, but it's Yoon Young from Minari. I could be wrong. I'm sorry for, I will have it right by Oscars, I swear. And Helena Zengel for News of the World. I'm just going to go ahead and comment here. Where's Ellen Bernstein for Pieces of a Woman? I mean, where is she? She did not get any love yesterday for Golden Globe. She did not get any love today for SAG. I think that's a big, because she was fantastic and being 80 some years old and still rocking on. But it's interesting. We have another Glenn Close, Olivia Colman, Face Off. Both of these were nominated for Oscars. Olivia Colman won for the favorite. I was pulling for Glenn Close for the wife, but all of these roles, Helena Zengel, you know, young kid, holds up and acts really, really well with Tom Hanks. So, Brett, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I am happy to see Glenn Close in Hillbilly Elegy. The film had its issues, but it wasn't the actor's fault. So, right. You yep. know, so it was a really amazing performance. She disappeared. So, and I haven't seen the father yet. So, but I'm looking forward to that. Again, more things to watch. I'm so excited.
The father and Minari are two that I'm, and No Man Land are two that I'm, or three that I'm super, super excited to watch. So let's go ahead and move right on to best supporting actor in a motion picture. Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of Chicago 7. Chadwick Boseman for Defy Bloods, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, Jared Leto for The Little Things, and Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. Brett, what do you think about this category?
Well, it's a very impressive. And
yes.
There are still some films in that category that I need to see, but Sacha Baron Cohen in The Trial of the Chicago 7, it was, I don't know that it was a stretch for him, but it did allow audiences to see another side of him, which I was very impressed with. I thought he was very impressive, but the other films I still have to see, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, Judas and the Black Messiah comes out, not this Friday, but next Friday. So I'm really eager to see that and see Daniel Kaluuya's performance. I've heard it's nothing but riveting. The big surprise here is Jared Leto. You know, we talked about The Little Things and how it's kind of a mess of a movie, but the acting is just very on point. And so this is making me want to watch The Little Things.
Yep.
See it. So
to be well informed, we must watch it all.
right. But awesome that Chadwick Boseman, you know, rest in peace, that he got nominated for Defy Bloods, because there was always talk. There was always buzz that he could possibly get that nomination.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right. Female actor in a leading role, motion picture. Amy Adams for Hillbilly Elegy, Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman, Frances McDormand for No Man Land, and Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Women. Holy crap, what a stat category. Brett, what are your thoughts?
Wow. Well, I'm surprised, but in a good way, that Amy Adams received a nomination. Again, her performance is layered and amazing. I thought it was amazing. It's hard, as you know, as when we were talking in the review, it's I didn't think that she would get much love because her character is not lovable, but you know, since this is a SAG award, the actors recognize her performance, and so I'm very, very, very happy for that. But you know, it's probably looking like, at least to me, Viola Davis and Frances McDormand, you know.
Yeah,
but Carey Mulligan, Promising Young Woman. I'm really looking forward to seeing that too. I just haven't rented it yet, so.
I have the same sentiments exactly. You know, and you know me and my love for horror. Promising Young Woman has that little bit of a horror aspect, so I'm really eager to watch that movie. And she's picking up a lot of steam here. But Frances McDormand, you know, I'm really eager to watch No Man Land when it drops on Hulu. Viola Davis was fantastic, but Vanessa Kirby, she could be a very big dark horse here, because playing a woman who is dealing with loss and how she handles it, she really nailed it. But yeah, and like we said with Hillbilly Elegy in our review of that, you know, these two were the standout. You know, Glenn Close and Amy Adams do deserve some type of recognition, but an award where there's so many good performances, I'm still very surprised that Amy Adams got nominated.
Yeah, but yay, I'm a big Amy Adams fan, so.
Yep. All right. Male actor in a leading role motion picture, Riz Ahmed in Sound of Metal, Chadwick Boseman in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anthony Hopkins in The Father, Gary Oldman in Mank and Steven Yeun in Minari. Holy Moses, this category is fantastic. I love everything about this category. My only one wish is that there could be six nominees, Delroy Lindo, and then that would be it. Those are my top six performances because I've heard nothing but good things, you know, about everything else. I've seen Mank, I've seen Defy Blood, I've seen Ma Rainey. Eager to see Sound of Metal, that's on my list, The Father and Minari. But Minari, I am eager to see this movie, and the fact that Steven Yeun from AMC's The Walking Dead got nominated, I makes me want to see it even more. So, Brett, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, again, a number of films I have to see, but Chadwick Boseman's performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, even without the, you know, incredibly sad situation there, still an amazing performance. And, you know, if it is a way to honor his life, you know, that would be fine with me because it was an amazing performance.
Absolutely. All right. We are at the last category. This is motion picture cast, best motion picture cast. This is the equivalent of best picture. Defy Bloods, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Minari, One Night in Miami, and The Trial of the Chicago Seven. Wow. I mean, all these casts are fantastic. You know, all of these casts have done amazing things with the films that they're in. I mean, One Night in Miami, it's just four guys talking a majority of the movie. And they deserve that recognition. You know, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, that cast is just stacked. Brilliant performances across the board. Ma Rainey and Defy Bloods. I'm a little upset that the father's not there. But when you really just have a movie about two people, it's kind of hard to say ensemble because there's not really a whole lot there. But I am very happy with this motion picture cast. Brad, what are your thoughts?
I was just thinking of some of the, I don't really want to call them snubs, but some of the actors and that are missing in some of the other categories, but this is about motion picture cast. It is, I would say that it is their equivalent of best picture, but it's really about the cast. So it's a little bit different.
Absolutely.
But you know, I don't know. I don't know. There's still some films I have to see there, but I was very impressed with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and The Trial of the Chicago Seven. So
yeah, I think Trial of Chicago Seven has got that star quality, and all of those guys were fantastic in it.
Yep.
So
interesting.
So Brett, are there any big surprises that you kind of want to wrap up on, or snubs, or what do you think?
I know. I'm like going in Mank.
Amanda Seyfried. Yeah.
I know.
Why
I'm
is
like
she not
going,
nominated?
That was what I was, you know, I was kind of freaking out there when I was looking at motion picture cast. I'm like going, Amanda, you're not there. It makes me so sad. So that makes me very sad because I think she's phenomenal in that. And this was a breakout role for her. So, well, moving on. There were a couple of surprises, but I think, and perhaps, you know, snubs, I think I haven't really thought that through entirely yet, but, you know, we have a whole season to talk about who we have and who we have not. So.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just, you know, Delroy Lindo and Ellen Bernstein are the two that stand out. But then you said Amanda Seyfried, like, oh, crap, I didn't even think about that one. Brandon Davis, our classics host, you know, thinks that this is her year, and it very well still could be her year. So
still could be.
But yeah, Delroy Lindo, really a huge career performance for him in Defy Bloods. He's always great in anything he's in. And Ellen Bernstein, you know, I showed this clip to the rest of the front row crew, and it's just her just talking, and it's just a minute long, and it's just so powerful. I'm like, how was she not nominated?
Yeah. Well,
so yeah.
That's showbiz.
That's showbiz. So anything else you want to add, Brett, before we sign off?
I'm just looking forward to catching up on the things I haven't seen. And now, so I can have maybe even a more thoughtful idea of who I think should win. Ooh, because that's important. Well, it's important what all of us think, because that's what we talk about here on the Front Row Network, especially during award season.
Yep, we are super busy during award season. So we do our Golden Globe picks. And we don't do the SAG Awards. Maybe we can talk Aaron to make a spreadsheet for that. But that is going to do it for us. Expect more things when it comes to the award circuit from us here at the Front Row Network. We appreciate you listening. With me has been
Brett Rutherford.
And I am Ryan Lutens, and we will see you in the front row.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Front Row Network, a proud Community Voices member of National Public Radio Illinois. For more from the Front Row Network, including our articles or our other dozens of shows, visit thefrontrownetwork.com or nprillinois.org/programs/frontrownetwork. You can also find us on social media by searching for the Front Row Network on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and on Twitter @FrontRowReviews with a Z.